Buy a Dime, Not News, with Neil and Jonas.
It's her bringing in, baby.
Bring it in, baby. What's up? Welcome to Pi 9, Not News.
Get in here.
Get on the island, huh? Have a seat. Yeah. We're here. We're hanging out. We're doing some news, some not news stories. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have the whole crew here. Jonas, Prison Du.
Yep.
The man, the myth.
Yep.
The cut caramel, Mr. Clean.
Ooh!
Here. Ready. To rumble.
Let's go.
In the jungle. I'm Neil, and of course we got Alan on the ones and twos.
There we go.
Holding it down.
Woo woo.
The woo woo.
Yeah.
We here, baby.
I was trying to tell him, don't take nothing we take too serious.
Well, don't take it too serious. Yeah. We're just here having a good time.
Right. The news is real.
We're not real.
Yeah. The journalism,
a little bit spotty.
Yeah,
Really just speaks to the grander ecosystem in which we exist.
Does journalism even exist anymore?
It seems to me no. if people are DMing us being like, well, man, I heard about that thing, paper mache, second source, it must not be real.
I don't think there's any more journalism. I think it's just podcasts now.
That's it. It's podcasts, people with couches and opinions. That's what journalism is now.
Dude,
you have a ring light? That's journalism.
We're losing a whole late night guy to a podcast now.
Lily Singh.
And Conan O'Brien.
That's right.
Both of them.
Both wow. Lily Singh and Conan. I'm learning about the Conan thing right now.
Really?
Because
I'm learning about the Lily Singh right now. Right now too.
One is greatly more impactful than the other.
They're both great. They're both great.
Of course.
Yeah, they're both great.
No, I meant the Conan thing. It's much less impactful.
Yeah, dude, his last show is like this month.
Wow.
His last show
He's leaving late night TV.
He's going to be done with
this. Just do the podcast.
Wow,
man.
Where's Andy going to go?
It's a great question. Andy's like, no! He's in the lock.
Andy, come back to bed. Shut up! I have nothing anymore.
Andy, dude. Man, I don't.
He'll wipe that smile right off his
face. Yeah, right off his
He's going to try to burn Conan's house down.
Nothing smart to say now, huh? Dude. Yeah, man, I don't. It's a shift. It's a huge shift because it's like, yo, if someone's stepping down from this just to do podcasts,
wow.
What's really important
anymore?
That means
the money is shifting, right? That means the money must be shifting.
For them, not for me.
Oh, not for us. Yeah. Listen, we are in dire straits. Our budget is...
For sure.
...is razor thin.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not getting nothing off this. This is for the people up top.
No, in fact, we'll do late night. We'll do a late night show.
Yeah.
If you just allow us.
Yeah, have they replaced Conan yet? Or Lily Singh?
I don't know. I'll be the new Andy. Jonas is Conan.
I'm in. Yeah, or vice versa.
Yeah, dude, we could trade off. You know?
Right? You could replace Lily.
All right, man, that seems a little on the nose. Okay. All right, okay.
I mean, I don't.
Right, I mean, yes, it's convenient that it worked out that way. Right? The choices were just me or me.
Listen, so it'll be a very smooth transition, is what I'm saying.
Smooth as ghee.
Seamless. Seamless.
All her characters on YouTube are just her, she plays men.
Yeah.
So it would just be like, oh, it's a character she's doing.
Her characters are so good. I used to think she was like a legit crazy person. It used to scare me. Characters are so good.
The characters are amazing. You remember that Miranda Sings?
Yeah.
She's incredible. She's a mom now.
Really?
Yeah.
How many kids? I mean.
Oh, I think it's just one kid right now. Oh. Yeah. And that kid's either going to grow up to be very, very weird or the most straight edge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's going to have to start on him now.
Just an admiral in the Navy.
Just.
Her mom was singing with smeared lipstick on her face. Or made an empire off that.
Probably still fixes his bed every morning. You know, his mom has to get on that. They're going to be okay.
Oh, they'll be fine, man. But I hope late night's going to be okay. I mean, who are the players now? If Lily's gone, Conan's gone.
Yeah. You mean you still got Jimmy?
We got Jimmy.
Both Jimmys.
Seth. And another Jimmy.
Yeah.
We got both. A nice progressive place.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, of course, Bill.
Colbert.
Steven.
Yeah, Colbert.
So Steven, Bill, Jimmy, Seth.
Craig.
Craig?
Not no, Craig. Not Craig Ferguson. James Corden.
James Corden. They got to give a late night show to some somewhat ethnic of a name.
Yeah. Yeah, they play safe. Networks play very safe.
Very safe because they got to appeal to everybody.
Yes.
It's like, you know, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They got to have an Indian guy named Raj.
Yeah.
Was just the thickest accent as a fucking mathematician. Like, I, that's the thing I want to debunk, man. Like, we need to destigmatize, like, brown, like, Indians specifically being smart in STEM.
Well, you think so? That's a great thing you guys have going for yourself.
Yeah, for some. But I think there's a group of us that are big dum-dums or maybe have smarts in other places.
Right.
You know? Because I remember when I got to geometry, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a wrap. It's a wrap, dude. Geometry, I was done.
Wow. And then Raj in the front destroying everything.
Yeah. Raj. Here's his theorem. Oh, his fucking angle side angle. Raj. Dude. Oh, my God.
He's going back.
Jim Parsons in the corner like, I could prove it wrong.
It runs in your family, though. I mean, the math and science. It runs in your family. Yeah. You're saying you got none of it.
I got none of that.
Really?
Like, I could do addition, subtraction, multiplication, division.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular. Okay. I mean, it was, so, you know, people would, they'd be talk of the town.
Right.
You know, just the arithmetic. Fantastic.
Right.
And once we started getting to the conceptual part of math, I said no. My brain just tapped out.
But you see, it's hard for me to believe that, Neil, because I've also noticed that the Indians, like, you know, their margin for excellence is very high.
Okay,
you understand?
Yeah.
So when an American person tells me, he's like, hey man, dude, I'm not good at math. It's not my thing. It's like you could see their transcript. It's like a D. It's like, you're not good at this. You know, when an Indian says it, it's like, he got a B+. It's like, this isn't for me. Like, I'm a disappointment. It's like, dog. It's like,
it was B's, bro.
It took me everything to get a
B's.
Dog. I know that's what it is.
I know that's what it is. You have the same standard in your house, of course.
I knew that's exactly what it was.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm telling you, I'm a science major. I took a lot of classes with these guys who were really smart people, just got a B+, and they were like, this isn't for me. Like, I got to go back to the drawing board. Like, GPA, like a 3.9. Like, I got to go back.
No, the standard, yes, dude, the standard is high. But, you know, it's like if you came home with anything, it was a torture chamber.
For sure.
You come home with a C, this is the silent treatment, dude.
Right.
No one's talking. No one's feeding you. I mean, they're feeding you, but there's just no love anymore.
No, really.
You know, and it's like, you gotta see. You see yourself out of the will.
see yourself out.
God.
Yeah, I mean, was a C acceptable for your parents?
I never got one, man. I escaped the C's.
So you just coasted on a B.
B's, but I'll tell you what, man. With this,
so you were just an honor roll student, pretty much.
Yeah, but our GPA in high school was like weighted, and it was kind of like rigged. It was a little bit rigged at our school in a smart way.
Okay.
But, you know, like I would say, like, I was – there were times when I would cheat off of white people. that's a dark day
for sure.
For our people. For
sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure, your dad would be very disappointed.
I'm cheating off Jimmy, Seth, Conan, Steven.
Dude. And they were wrong. They were all wrong.
They were all wrong. Oh, my God.
All the ones you got right.
Still better.
Yeah, got you a B+.
Listen, that's true.
I can
read like a motherfucker.
I mean.
You know, but it's just reading.
So English was your thing.
English, yeah. Did a lot of musicals.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad go to any of them?
My dad came to one. Mm-hmm. I remember the one that he came to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. He doesn't understand, like, at all kind of what any of this is. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, oh, he told me yesterday. He's like, Neil, I saw your clip. I was like, what are you talking about? Your clip. What clip? You know, online, the clip you put. It's good. It's good. You put it a clip. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, your mom showed me the clip. And I think he was talking about, we have this photo frame that I got from my mom for Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and I can send photos to it. And so I sent a photo of me in D.C., and he thought that was like a clip.
No.
It was just a photo.
dude, I thought you were talking about this podcast, and my heart sank. I was like, dude, do not tell me your dad saw me. I'm like, dude, do not tell me. This is how Mr. Ghosh is meeting me. Please.
Oh my god, no,
this is not me.
I have to show him.
Please, there's more to me. I promise. There's more to me. Please.
There's more to be.
There's more to me.
Oh my god,
dude, man, I was posted up, man. I was away, man, and came back. I don't know if your Facebook apps did an update, but my thing did. My Facebook app sent me a notification and was like, "Hey, we got to update your demographic information."
Demographic.
Yeah, it was like, "How tall are you?
What the?
What do you like? What do you don't like?"
Facebook's trying to fuck, dude.
Right? Yeah, like, what do you like? What do you like? What are your hobbies? What are your interests? Did you go to school? You understand? And when I finished, turns out it gave me a dating profile.
Whoa.
Facebook has Facebook dating now. I don't know if you guys know this.
Damn, and you were bamboozled into it.
I was swindled.
Wow.
I was swindled.
They gave you the full card Monty.
They gave me. Yeah. I didn't know what happened.
Oh, my God. Do you think Zuckerberg is behind a computer just rubbing his neck? He says he's into stand-up.
He's catfishing me to his house slowly. You want to meet in Silicon Valley?
Silicon. Come over to Menlo Park. You can suck on my Facebook.
Don't. Oh my gosh. I've never tried online dating before.
Oh wow.
Never done it before.
So, but see, your Facebook network is like the most bizarre of all the social media networks, right?
Dude, it's because
it's your high school people that are like everyone's grown up.
Handles it so well.
So it didn't match you with some people?
It doesn't match you with nobody in your friends list.
Wow.
It also
that's
doesn't,
key.
It also doesn't match you with friends of your friends.
Okay.
Oh, so it's just random chaos?
Random, dude. Wow. This is now, if you want your friends of your friends, you can say, hey, you can
I see.
That.
I see. Okay.
But I was like, no, I want to go off the grid completely. Yeah. So I played around with it, dude. And you know what? It's actually like, it's a pretty decent algorithm. I found some, pretty decent. You know, it was an interesting experience.
Listen, man, I hope you find love.
Yeah, man, dude, I didn't find that at all. But no. I didn't find that at all.
Because what my experience with those apps was like, it all starts out great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first download, it's wow, these people are all incredible. Oh my god! And then you start logging some hours on there, around like hour like 50 or so. Then you start getting the real people that are
sure.
that are also spending 50 hours on the app.
Yeah.
And it just becomes slim.
Really?
So I had only met, I think I've only met two people off a dating app ever.
Really?
That's
it?
Two. I probably got like five matches.
I mean, I didn't know it was all about the filters.
It's all about the filters.
I didn't know. I mean, I really messed around with those filters, man.
Bro.
I learned some things about myself.
Yeah.
I learned some things. Dude.
What'd you filter?
So so this is what I set the filter to. Initially, I was like, I was like really like strict about it, and then like really loose. I played around.
Yeah, models only.
Yeah. So the first filter, I was just like, college, grad school, educated, no kids.
Oh.
I went all
you
in.
You went as high.
I went as
went
top tier as possible. Yeah. You
yes.
understand?
Just unrealistic. Yeah.
Right. I was like 20, 26. To 29. I just wanted it within like a 15-mile radius.
Wow.
And I was just like.
Always carries baby oil.
Right. Right, dude. I mean, it was insane. And then I set the filter to like, all right, I want kids, bump the college degrees. Mm-hmm. I'm open to everybody. Dude, chicks with kids are hotter, dude. I feel, dude, chicks with kids are hotter, dude.
That's a
dude, I mean, this is literally, I spent a week playing with this thing because I just got so fascinated and curious.
Yeah.
And, dude,
and
chick, no, not. I was just more fascinated than anything. Dude, chicks with kids are hotter, dude. It's so unfair that life works like this. Dude,
I wonder what it is.
Dude, these profiles.
Uh-huh.
And Facebook does such a good job.
Uh-huh.
When you ask for a college educated, they'll really give you educated people, like women.
Yeah.
They're doing amazing things.
Mm. But why are chicks with kids hotter?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't. It's like the more their life is a mess, the hotter they are.
Oh.
You understand?
Like, okay.
It's
okay.
The same okay. selfie, like the mirror stain selfie. Like, if they, like, dude, like.
Mirror stain.
Yeah, I don't get it.
There's like marker on the mirror stain yeah, the yeah, kid. Yeah. Like, finger paint.
Yeah, some of them had like kids in the background in their pants. Like,
just extra large, like Love's diapers.
Some of them were actually pregnant. Like, look. Some of them they were actually yeah. pregnant. They were like, hey, I'm pregnant, like, looking for a partner. I was like, get. Yeah. The fuck out of here. Yeah.
You're like, let me message you yeah. ASAP. Yeah. Oh my God.
Swipe. Yeah.
Wow.
Your first date could be a ride to the delivery room.
Take it to the restaurant. Now we're in the ambulance. I'm a father. What just happened? Yeah, yeah.
So, what kind of music you like?
So, Facebook said you're into field hockey?
Favorite activities, you like getting pushed down the stairs.
The paramedics, Mark Zuckerberg. This just got saucy.
Quick, take her in the ambulance to Menlo Park.
This is my baby now.
So...
Wow, man. Well, that's interesting, man. I hope you I hope you can find.
No, I'm gonna delete it. But I'm gonna delete it.
I'm gonna keep going.
No, man. I it was really more of a study. Nothing happened for me.
The next filter you got to do is people that are friends of friends.
You think so?
That's the best way to meet people in general.
I did that. A lot of friends with comics. A lot of comics popped up. A lot of female comics.
Oh yeah. That's who your friends are on Facebook. So
yeah, it was just like a lot of female comics were like looking for dudes. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I just don't. It's not like, not because they're ugly. They're not ugly or anything. No, just no. Really bad professional decision. Really bad professional decision.
Yeah, yeah, you know. I mean, it does work. There are a few comics that are dating other comics.
Really? And it works for them?
A few that I've seen. Like Christina P. and Tom Segura.
The ones that are already successful.
Yeah.
The ones.
That's the difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Two open micers dating each other is way different than two headliners.
Okay, yeah.
That's very real.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very real.
You mean the two comics that can independently sell out theaters on their own? Yes, yes, those two comics.
They have respect.
I do. You know what? I'm not close off to it. If it'll work, it'll work. You know?
Better be a headliner, though.
You better be.
Yeah.
Someone's got a Netflix special.
What do you bring to the table? Dates.
You want to come feature?
Dude. I've seen some horrible dynamics on the road. I seen like...
Oh, my gosh. It feels like dating dynamics on the road.
Yeah, dude. I've seen that too. Dude, man. It was a... I don't even know how I can talk about it. Anyway, I just seen some things, some dynamics. There was a guy one time who just made his wife host, like, bump his wife.
Wow. He bumped his wife?
Dude, I went to a show, and, like, he was, like, they were great. It was nice to meet him. It's like, it's the first time featuring. I'm like, man, that's great. Like, and, like, at the end of the show, he was just like, hey, man, we just, he, like, literally pulled his wife aside, like, had a whole conversation with her. It was just like, hey. These shoulders sold out. We can't play around here. So we're gonna. It was a serious conversation.
Wow. He's like, take the ring off.
We didn't sell no seats. Tonight. Take that ring off of me.
Can you sell drinks? Okay.
Take the ring off. Go out there and serve drinks.
Oh my goodness.
Tell them all to twite a minimum.
Dude. Bring me some nachos too. Dude. Oh my God, man. Well, all right, man. Well, let's hop into some stories. Huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is supposed to take us to our dating thing.
It was supposed to take us to dating thing.
That's right, that's right.
Oh, so you brought there's some incentives, you know, to the dating.
Right.
You
know? Wait.
What?
We want to talk about the guy with all those kids.
Oh, that's what you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, bet.
The large family?
The largest family.
Yeah?
So I believe the story is the details. The head?
Yeah, the head.
The head of the largest family in India is
Indian
dead.
Crime mob family.
It's not a crime mob no, family. It's not.
The head of the largest Indian crime. Modi!
Dude, it's... You come here on the day of my daughter's wedding. Giving me an offer I cannot refuse.
Yeah.
come here on the 6-day celebration of my daughter.
We haven't even given the dollar yet. And you're asking? What? His wedding.
Oh man, you guys are nuts.
Man. No, instead of a horse's head, it's an elephant's head in the bed.
Oh man. Oh, the racist jokes I'm holding back right now. So we can
don't you dare hold back, sir.
So this is this guy was the head of the largest Indian family.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. The father of the largest family in the world has died.
Right.
Man 39 with 39 wives, 94 children.
A man with 39 wives mm-hmm. and 43 children.
94 mm-hmm. children.
39 wives, a man with 39 wow. wives and 94 children.
And plot twist, Neil's one of the kids. Now, if we...
Daddy! What happened, Daddy? Me and my 72 brothers are wondering.
Dude.
What is get the money?
Dude, and what does this guy do? Like, was he? Is he?
He was a construction worker.
I thought he was.
So
a sheik. Dude,
he was not building contraceptives. That's for sure. This guy, no pullout game whatsoever. Dude, this dude.
You know what it is? It's all that catcalling. It's all that catcalling on his free time.
Oh my god, man! 34 wives, mm-hmm. man. How? What would you do?
34 wives.
What would you do if your son was at home mm-hmm. crying on the room in the bedroom floor because he's hungry because he has 93 other siblings?
Yeah. Right. There's only one way to be a father in this kind of situation. It's to not be a father. You can't be. It's no way. You're not a good person.
He can't be a good father.
No. There's no way. It's not possible. So the only way to possibly take care of these kids is to just not give a shit.
Right.
It's the only way. And so that's what I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, his kids probably call him by his first name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They probably only seen a picture of him. They probably have one picture.
There's just a picture hanging up in every house.
Right.
Of just a man.
His dad. Never met him. And it's like, man, dude, that's crazy, dude. He has all these kids,
man.
And the great thing about India, he no child support.
Definitely not.
Dude, if he was in America, he would be done.
Oh, he'd be dead. One of the kids would have avenged, his mother and killed him.
Dude, I mean, is there family law in India? Just like, is there family court in India?
I'm sure there is, but it's just pretty corrupt, pretty openly corrupt. So I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's some laws. And penalty.
I mean, if they got them, they'd have to each get 50 cents. Not much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You got to split all the rupees.
The child support is like, four, like, handfuls of rice.
Got to split it.
Child support is just two chickens.
Dude.
No, he's a construction worker. The child support would just be like cement.
Literally a bag of cement.
Just orange cones.
Dude, there's no way. Where does the money go? Where does his money even go?
Yeah, there's no way there's child support. I bet you it sounded like it was kind of part of like a compound, mm-hmm. kind of like a polygamous like group,
mm-hmm.
like Christian sect.
Like a cult?
Yeah, a little bit like a cult.
Okay.
So if that's the case, sign me up. I'd love to join a cult, bro.
Dude, 34. You said 34?
34 wives, 94 children.
94 mm-hmm. kids.
94 kids, bro.
It said they all shared a dormitory. So he had a private bedroom, and the kids and the wives were in a dorm.
In a dorm? It. Do they have it. RAs, too?
I love it.
The uncles?
I love it.
Bed is by 1 a.m.
You're right. He has office hours.
Father hours?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Tuesdays between 10 and 2.
Yeah. It's probably only like 2 hours a week.
Yeah. You got an email to make an appointment?
Yeah, right. His doors just closed all the time. Dude, there's no way. He's probably only met like 4 of them.
Oh, of course. He can't remember any of their names.
No.
Oh, no way.
There's no way.
How would he?
So it's just the women probably doing it.
Oh, yeah. The women are probably holding down the entire operation.
Right. So, yeah. Can we do the math on that, Allie? So, 94 kids.
That's about three kids per woman.
Three kids per woman.
You know, yeah.
Do I have that much in me? I think about that. At 30 years old, do I have that much in me? Do Do I have 90? Do I have enough of me to get 94 women pregnant? I mean, three times.
Let's say it's 94. Do you have 94 just pumps in? Do you have 94?
94 pumps.
Just pumps left.
Absolutely, I got 94. I got 94.
Now you're probably infertile, judging by your diet.
Right. But wait, the way you break it down, 94 pumps. I mean, 94.
Yeah, 94. Now the harder part would be getting 34 women, convincing 34 women of whatever doctorate.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, stick around. My seed is so good.
Dude, I'm not even gonna sleep with like 20 women in my lifetime. Probably. Like, I'm probably not even. So I don't even know how that works. Like, how did he?
I don't know, man. There must be something that he provides that's like, he's got to be out of this world,
right?
Where it's like consider, because it's in Northeast India, which is really rural, mm-hmm. kind of mountainous. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to think of the ceiling. Mm. If you're born into that, like, what's the ceiling of your life?
Wait, could it be his family name?
Could be a thing. I think his dad started the sect.
Oh, his dad started the sex cult.
So that's the interesting thing. So he got it passed on to him, but then which son is going to get it next?
One out of...
I would like to be next.
Out of 94 kids, one of them... I wish we knew how many of them were daughters and sons, dude.
Yeah, I mean...
Probably way more girls than boys.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Asia pumps out a lot of girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, they just prefer boys strongly.
Right.
But they pump out a lot of girls.
All right. Now, that might just be humans.
I think you're right. Wait, there are more women than there are men, right?
I thought it was pretty close, 50-50.
No, there are way more women than there are men.
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I think it's like 51-49 or something like that.
Dude, I really think it's like.
Alan, I'm sorry. Can you look this up?
How many
more men than women, I guess, or
right?
What? How many women are there in relation to men? I don't know, but just in general.
Just in general. Just Google. Are there more women than men?
I'm pretty sure it's 50-50.
I'm pretty confident. There's more.
What do you think it is, like percentage wise?
I think it's like 60% women, 40% men.
The sex ratio for the entire world's population is 101 males to 100 females.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
So, the female sex ratio, they're 49.6% of the population.
As darn near 50.
Female.
Buddy.
46%. So there are more men than there are women.
49.
By 0.4%. Yeah.
Really.
I guess 0.8%, right? Or whatever.
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of single guys, like dating. I'm still thinking.
You're still on the Facebook.
Yeah, app. Yes, you're right. You know what? I'm still on the Facebook. Yes, you're right. God. Yeah, you're percentage wise, there's actually way more.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, on dating like, apps. Yeah.
Way
oh,
more.
Dudes
yeah.
are way more desperate.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, some of those bios were aggressive. They were like, "Don't hit me up just for sex. I don't want to be part of your threesome with your wife." I don't. I was like, "What are they asking you guys?" Yeah, yeah. What you? One chick was like, "I'm tired of licking cat's toes. I'm not doing." Like, yo, what are they asking you on here? Like, some of the wild stuff. Yeah. Like,
no more clowns. Yeah. No more clowns, please.
No.
Yeah, you're like Prince Charming.
That's true. You're probably a catch on this app. Buddy.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Man. Now, what's your picture? What was your picture?
I don't have a picture.
Just you sprawled out in a robe.
Me naked on a bear rug.
Adidas slides.
On a bear rug. No, probably just bare naked with some Air Forces.
Air Forces. Mm. Oh, I love that bed.
Dude, no, it took my Facebook profile pic.
Mm, okay, that makes sense.
So it just took that. Yeah. And I guess that's what made it so easy to use, is like, you didn't have to like fill in
you
all
have
this.
To fill out a bunch of
it's just
info.
Like, we're right there.
Facebook's already got all your stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
And it knows their algorithm. I was shocked. Like, it was like, "Hey, we think you like this kind of woman."
Well, that's kind of what Facebook
nailed
was.
In it.
Wow. Sorry.
It's really scary how well they know you, Neil.
Full yawn. Wow. Yeah, they do. Facebook mm-hmm. knows all.
Yeah.
Well, that's Facebook originally was that, right?
Was it for
it
that?
It was like a Smash or Pass app.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the movie? Social Network?
Like Tinder?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's like rated people on their hotness in your social sphere.
Wow. Mm-hmm. dude, if they're rating me off a picture, I'm not gonna get any matches. Dude, I am not. I can always take better pictures.
Yeah, you have anonymous pictures.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of get a squint, like, where is this person's face?
No, it's just, like, my profile picture is just a question mark. It's just black with a question mark.
Just you dressed up as the Riddler.
I got a Riddler for you.
The Riddler. Riddler. I got a question for you. Will you go out with me?
Where will you be Friday evening?
The Riddler on Tinder. Dude.
You be the worst, dude.
Want to see a dick pic?
Want to see. The whole conversation on the first date would just be riddles, and then he'd just slip you a roofie. Just you and Ethan. He wouldn't even let you answer it. He would just riddle me this.
You're getting very sleepy. Riddle me this.
Riddle me this. What did you remember last night? Dude. She's like, nothing. He's like, good. Just disappears.
The Riddler strikes again. Oh my god. So despicable.
It leaves a green condom with question marks.
Did I poke a hole in it? Did I even put it on?
Oh man.
Yeah. Even the Joker's like, that's too far, man.
Joker.
Jesus.
Joker's taking notes. He's like, that's good.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God. Dude. Batman's like, wait, you ate her pussy? Do you hear about that whole thing?
Which thing?
Apparently Batman... What did you hear about this, Alan?
I heard about it. I didn't know where it came from.
Either Batman does or doesn't eat the coochie. You hear about this?
I heard about this. It was a whole thing, right?
It was a whole thing on Twitter. I'm not exactly sure
where it came from. It was a whole thing. Like, Batman doesn't
eat. And look, this is why we're not news. It's all conjecture. Yeah. Alan, you'll look it up. Yeah. Let's hit another story real quick.
Yeah. Listen, okay.
Because speaking of riddles.
Yeah.
Okay. The unknown. Subway's tuna is reportedly found to have no genetic connection to actual tuna. And the reason I bring this up is that I got a foot-long tuna last week. I'm wondering if there's just, like, mercury.
You know what? If you were having these kind of sandwiches, tuna sandwiches from Subway, you deserve what you're getting. Now, I don't know who would go into a Subway.
Well, I would.
You really got a tuna sandwich?
I was really hankering for some tuna. It was a hot summer day.
Wow.
And I wanted some cold, fresh tuna. And what I got was gym mats and... I don't even know what.
Dude, my first like job was Subway.
Oh, really? So you know. You know it's all fake.
I don't know. I don't know if it's all fake.
You know what's worse than the tuna?
What?
The seafood.
The seafood?
Did you ever serve seafood at Subway?
Seafood?
Oh, bro, yeah. Subway used to have seafood. I don't think they do it anymore. It was just mayonnaise and like tentacles. Yeah. It's probably just pig, man.
Dude.
Yeah.
Did you have it?
No, I never had the seafood.
What did it
say? I'm not an animal.
What did they say it was?
I don't even know what they would say. Just seafood. Subway used to have seafood.
Dude,
it's probably just Jared.
S-E-E. Dude. Because Subway has proven time and time again that they do not care about providing any sort of nutritional value.
Not at all.
And this isn't the first time we've spoken about this.
No, it is not.
We've spoken about their previous acts.
Yeah.
We had a conversation with the CEO last week. We did. We told him,
hey, man, you got to straighten up and fly right. He said, I make billions and billions of dollars a day.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. And then we left.
We're journalists. Yeah, we want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
But the Subway, there's no tuna. There's no actual tuna. I suppose I should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I couldn't have trusted Subway. They have the most.
Well, when you look at how much it takes to source fish, there's no way that these things can be affordable.
Right.
Eating. Like, what? even the fact that we, like, chicken is, like, so accessible.
Wild, right?
That's, it's financially not supposed to be.
Like, when McDonald's says 100% white meat, it just means meat of, I don't know, like stuffed animals.
That's true. We don't know.
We don't know what the meat is.
We don't know.
It could be fucking.
Right.
Hog meat.
Right. They also do use dyes and stuff, too.
Of course.
Colorings. Dude. You know,
well, so what was it like working at Subway? Did you kind of see some of these things? You're like, whoa, this is not right.
Fortunately, here's the thing about I didn't know the quality of the food, but I will say they were very strict on being clean.
Subway?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about like you had to be, and I developed like a bit of that job helped me develop like a bit of a germophobia. Like my manager was like on, like most Subways were like that. Like, yo, like get on there, like scrub under the sinks. Like we don't play none of that. Like it's like strict.
Yeah, they're like, you need a sponge, just use the bread.
Right. Now, again, we used to play basketball with the cold cut combos. So we really don't know. We really don't know, you know, what? Like, it could be, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Like,
you're shooting ham?
Dude, the ham would dribble. The turkey dude fucking came off the backboard and shit. Dude, like, you could really, I didn't know. I mean, I ate it too. I mean.
That meatball marinara is setting hard screen.
Dude, it actually makes a major blockage. Actually. But
I remember that was a sandwich you get for a while. It was a meatball marinara.
Yeah.
Go and get nice full-on meatball marinara.
And you know what?
Jalapenos, Parmesan.
People are still going to eat Subway.
Of course, dude. I'll probably get another tuna from that. Honestly, it tastes fine, okay? Don't judge me. I don't care what's in it.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Pig's intestines and fucking lampshades. Whatever. Is it Jared Fogle's cum? I'll take it. It's tasty.
Well, so I like the headline a lot because the thought of them actually doing genetic testing, actual genetic testing, I've had some minor background in it, but like the thought of someone like bringing a Subway sandwich to the lab and then like taking a piece of it and then doing like the DNA and RNA purification and the machine is like, there's no DNA or RNA in any of this. Like, what are you looking for?
You don't think they sent it to 23andMe or something?
No, they like looked up.
Hey, what's this stuff?
The ancestry.
23andC.
23andC.
What do you think Haiti would give as a COVID incentive? Like to get the vaccine?
A job.
Dude, that's actually incredible.
Yeah. You could give these people a job.
A job, dude. Like, you could be a construction worker and work for the dad who's got 94 kids.
You can give him 8 shots. They don't care. You can give him whatever.
I tell you, in India, it would just be like kind of like a jug of milk.
A jug of milk?
Yeah, you know, like milk goes a long way in India. That's a delicacy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, some milk.
Like,
pasteurized, too.
Pasteurized?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really, milk would do it. Milk would get these people out.
Milk would get people out in a way that we haven't seen before. They love their milk in India.
Milk, wow.
They love milk, bro.
Now, is it connected to the cow thing?
I believe so. I believe part of it is a sacred kind of connection to the cow.
Right.
But I'm not entirely sure. I can't say.
Okay.
Or they give these motherfuckers cricket bats.
Oh, cricket bats would be...
Yeah, dude. You get a shot, right. And then you get your little cricket bat.
Oh, man. Like the ones the pros use?
Oh, yeah. Well, probably not. Probably cheap ones.
Okay.
You know, because this is for, we're talking millions of people.
Right.
That's probably why fish is so easy to give. This is millions of fish. You just give it to millions of people.
Right. You just find it. No one knows what a herring is.
No, dude.
You know.
No, of course. Yeah. No. You can just give them anything. You could be like the tuna from Subway. Just, right. Whatever.
Well, it's weird because our prizes are like... American prizes are like monetary.
Yeah. Yes. You know,
like
yes.
There were the videos value, of like yes. Gavin Newsom calling people, like telling them, hey man, you won the lottery. Like people crying and stuff. Yeah. Like, and it's like there. It's like, so Netherlands for the past couple of years has literally been voted like the happiest region in the world. Like the happiest people voted. Like Forbes, like the study, they're the happiest people. So it just makes sense that they would be content with a fish.
Yeah.
Like, it would make sense to say, oh, a fish, that's nice.
Right, right. Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
There are no people of color here. This is awesome.
Free healthcare. Yeah. Like, Free education.
Everybody looks the same. Yeah. Flip-clop, so, clop-clop. Windmills, huh?
Clogs. Clogs. it's one of those things where it's like, it makes sense.
No, and you know, to be fair to the people in the Netherlands, I believe it's becoming more diverse.
It is? I don't. If they have us over there, for sure.
Oh, yeah. We'll come through. We'll come through. But, no, dude, I mean, what do you think they'd give in Britain?
Britain?
Braces? Fucking dental plan?
They got the healthcare part right. Yeah. Not a word.
Spanish, they give you flan.
Dude. Wow. I know. What would they give you in France?
In France, they give you a slap in the face.
That's what it would be. There we go. Taking us right to it. Oh, yeah. Neil, take us home.
You do not deserve the vaccine. Oh, man. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Emmanuel Macron, French leader, was slapped in the face in public by a protester last week.
TMZ.
TMZ. Just cuts to Harvey at the desk. Well, you know, I mean, this is pretty French, right?
Who's that black guy with a case of water all the time?
Van Lathan?
With the dreads?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Okay, there's a guy that always has a case of water.
I don't know who.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
He's always thirsty.
Man. Yeah, he is. Well, speaking of. Well, man, this dude. Okay, so to set up the scene, and I think we'll have the video, but like Macron is at this meeting in southern France, like a rally or something, because the re-elections are coming up. Yeah. And so he was jogging to this crowd, and this dude, he was shaking hands with this dude, and he went like this. Uh-huh. And then this guy went like this. And he pulled him in.
Oh.
And then blocked him across the face. And Macron's security guys first came and like separated, like, whoa, and Macron kind of did like a, yeah, man, hold me back, you know, when he probably just had tears running down his face. Oh, my God, dude. And the guy, he got arrested and his partner got arrested, but that's kind of cool but for France. I wish we could do that. I wish there was more
very,
of that in America.
Very French thing to
you
do.
Could just go five fingers slap a politician. For fucking everything up.
Don't they have to duel it out now? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah,
they challenged him to a duel.
Yeah.
On guard.
Yeah, he slapped him with a white glove.
Dude, that's such of I don't know. I think that's a really interesting way to disrespect the president.
It is.
A slap is pretty disrespectful, man. Yeah.
Disrespect to anyone.
Slap, slap.
I challenge you to a race around the world.
Yeah.
In 40 days. Dude, and it's funny, the crowd too was all like, oh no, 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 that is uncalled for. No.
What if they all knew he was going to do it?
all in on it.
They're like, watch him, he won't do it.
He won't.
Oh, he slapped President Macron. World star. Dude, you know, listen, I've been slapped across the face before.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you the real part of getting slapped across the face. Later at night when you home and you see that handprint. he has to be pissed. Like,
oh,
dude,
yeah.
I am the president.
Oh, my God. That's true.
First of all, horrible detail. Horrible security.
Honestly, the security really, really fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
horrible,
security.
Horrible.
You know.
He should have jumped in front of the slap.
No.
President Macron, I'll get slapped for you.
Yeah. They're in a meeting afterwards. Macron's like slapping all the security guards. You call yourself security?
Sacré bleu!
He has a device with five hands on it. Bring me the slap, yeah.
Dude. Wow. Dude, Europeans go hard on the world leaders, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, they're not like here like America.
Openly. Though. No. We're like, well, wait for the election and speak your mind.
Dude.
Oh, man.
No, man.
There's too much respect for politicians here.
Dude, you know what? The French in Europe, man, in terms of history, they have the most history of actually beheading their president.
That's true.
Damn.
Like, I'm telling you, culturally, they be disrespecting their leaders. Like, leaders are really not shit out there. Like, you'll mess around and die.
It's the anti-elite thing, you know,
yeah.
in French
yeah.
culture, which is, you know, it should be how it is.
Yeah, but I don't know. What's the slogan of France? I forgot, but it's something about revolution. They're very big on revolution.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Literally.
Ce soir?
Ce soir?
The French national anthem is when you stick your right hand down your pants and you say that.
Dude, they don't.
No, what is it? C'est la vie?
Ratatouille.
I don't know, man. The French people be cool, but
yeah,
it seems like, dude, I try to figure the whole moment.
You know, uh-huh. There's this thing about French people. You know, I don't know. Like you go up to him, you kind of feel him coming.
Mm.
You know, you said he went for his hand first,
mm-hmm.
then went for his arm.
Actually, he may have just grabbed forearm in the beginning.
And this is normal, by the way.
This in Europe.
Yes. This is very, very normal. I used to give handshakes like this.
In Europe?
Yes. Well, right here in America.
Oh, you?
Two people from Europe. Wow. Yeah. So I used to, this is a very, right here, very dominant political handshake. And he goes up for the slap with the same hand.
So he comes back. Mm-hmm. So he kind of, when he pulls away, mm-hmm. he's like this. Yeah, thank you so much for all your work. Yeah. De tout Macron
for the Republic.
Dude. They sent his ass to the Notre Dame Cathedral. That guy, he's the new hunchback of Notre Dame.
They found that guy. You know what? Probably, honestly, slapping a president in France, probably a misdemeanor. Probably, probably.
I think they just got arrested.
Yeah, he's probably home right now. Yeah. Just like eating.
It's a slap on the wrist.
Literally a slap.
Slap to the face, a slap to the wrist.
Slap to the wrist.
Dude, how much would you have paid to have seen Trump get slapped?
I don't know, whatever paid.
I just would have loved to have seen it. Just him get slapped, and then he would have that like white handprint on his tan.
Right, on his orange hand.
Yeah.
The other guy would have an orange hand.
Yeah. The guy's got like Cheeto dust. On his
Cheeto dust.
Licking it up.
Ooh, this hot Cheetos. Ooh, dude. It
tastes like pussy.
You think it'll be the last time he'll do meet and greets?
For a while, yeah. For a while. Yeah. Or he's going to go out with like a protective gear.
Protective gear.
Yeah, and some new security.
You know, if he was wearing a face mask.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
You know.
He should have been wearing a mask.
President Macron. if he was wearing a face mask, I don't know.
Oh yeah, he's gonna go out with a football helmet. Now.
Yeah. But it's just the person. I mean, this happened before. This the U.S. president been disrespected.
That's right. George Bush got a shoe thrown at him.
That's right. Mm. That's
in
right.
Iraq.
And it with precision, it landed.
Oh yeah, dude. And listen, man, that was calculated.
Yeah.
That's an Indian that's good at math. Or not an Indian, a brown person.
Yeah.
That's very good at math.
You think was a sniper?
Like, yeah.
From two buildings away.
A magic shoe.
Right. It's like calculating the width.
Yeah. He's unlacing him for air traction.
Dude.
Hey, listen, man, shoes aren't easy to come by. Okay. No,
sure,
in those places. That's,
they are aerodynamic.
Yeah, there are no practice shots. That's game time decision.
That was the only shot he had.
But that's how you know that's their main mode of violence there, is just throwing shoes.
Just shoes.
Because it was just so easy for him. He just flick.
Well,
that's every day.
You know you're not going to make it up there. You know, it would
that's
just,
true. You
that
can't
was a journalist
you
who
can't
did
bum
it.
Rush the stage.
Yeah,
right?
He's not making it up there.
That's right. You got to throw a shoe.
Right. So, in his mind, he did the math. Who's faster, me or the shoe?
Yeah.
It's his shoe.
Yeah.
And it like hit him right in the face.
No. Bush dodged it.
Did he dodge it?
Dodged two of them. Both of them.
Yeah, he dodged them.
Oh, he dodged them?
Yeah, Bush was slick as fuck, man.
Ooh.
Dude, he fucking. We're coming back, baby.
He dodged them both, right?
Yeah, bro.
No security or nothing.
Oh, man. No. Security didn't move. They were just,
some shitty shoes.
Nah. they were just plastic sandals.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Dude,
no
if it was America, he would have got hit with some fucking.
Oh, yeah, some fucking Timberland boots.
Some Air Forces.
Gets hit with some Heelys. Dude. All right, man. Let's hit this last story real quick. Alan, did you find out about Batman eating pussy?
Yes. So I found the origin of it is that Harley Quinn, it's a show on, I think, HBO.
Okay. Harley Quinn on HBO.
Yeah, it's like animated series, and they kind of like have a bunch of like gore and a bunch of like crazy stuff.
Mm.
But one thing,
what's the name of the series?
The name of the series is Harley Quinn.
Oh, all right.
For new stuff to watch.
And then they said, and so they were having an interview with the co-creators, and they said the only thing they didn't allow is that in the third season they had a moment where Batman goes down on Catwoman. They wrote that in, and then DC shut it down, and they told them, you can't do that. You absolutely can't do that. And they're like, heroes don't do that.
Right.
Heroes don't eat pussy?
That's what, according to, that's what DC told them.
Wow. Eating pussy is what defines a hero.
Batman eating Catwoman. Also, too, that's how also how you start COVID. It's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. That's how that shit almost broke out in the DC universe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Flash went back in time.
Wow.
Stop COVID.
To stop Batman.
He ran as fast as he could. to stop that. Yeah, but yeah, so that was a very good lesson.
Man, so, I mean, Batman is by far the most useless superhero. Like he's just a rich guy.
Right.
Who has a bunch of equipment.
Right. Yeah. But he's also super smart.
Yeah, he's smart.
Super
he's smart. He's cunning. He's cunning.
No, he's actually the smartest person in the DC universe.
He is cunning Lingus.
Yes.
Yes. He's just in there with his fucking beep, 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 boo, doo, doo, doo. Alfred. Yeah. Where's the clit, Alfred?
So. I'm sure he has a bat device for it.
My greatest fear.
It just
is oral.
What if he were to actually eat pussy and he came back up? Sounded great. Alfred. Yeah. It's Alfred, get the car.
God, dude, the Riddler comes out. Did she come, Batman?
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Did she come?
Did you do the alphabet, Batman?
This is supposed to be on Catwoman, you said, right? And, and you said he didn't do it.
They didn't let them.
DC wouldn't allow them to show that.
Yeah.
Okay. They should show it. They should show it.
What if they try to make him eat poison ivy? just his lips break out.
That's an important lesson.
He's interrogating some thug in the alley. What'd you do with the money? What's that on your lip? Shut up.
It's oozing grease.
Mr. Freeze comes out. I can help you with that, Batman. Apply my freeze 3 times a day.
He goes back to the Batcave. Alfred's like, I did all the genetic testing. And I found no cure. Dude. Man,
God!
Maybe it's the character. Man, he got to eat out the right character.
You do,
but he don't eat pussy.
You do, Batman.
Literally and figuratively,
does not do it. He should do it. DC, get over yourselves, all right? Show you got to do something to get over Marvel. Marvel's got your head buried in the sand. Yeah. Show Batman eating pussy. I don't know.
It's. I also think it depends on the on who's playing Bruce Wayne. You understand? So Robert Pattinson is not eating no pussy.
Okay.
Ben Affleck is eating pussy. Ben Affleck, he's going to dig in. But Robert Pattinson will be like, he's like, dude, they didn't make him put on no muscle for that role.
Oh, really?
So I'm interested to see how he looks out, just like him pale and skinny.
I'm sure it is. He's a vampire, right?
Yeah, so they told him you don't have to put on no muscle.
Oh, dude. Wow. And this Batman is starting with actually the origins of COVID. He's like, I was afraid of bats, and now I'm afraid of Wuhan. I'm going to go fight Ra's al Ghul in Wuhan. Ra's al Ghul. Dude, you know what? That is true. It's got to be the right.
The right character.
It's got to be the right character.
Yeah. You know, cuz look, here's the thing about cat. You know, would you eat out Catwoman?
Yeah.
You would?
Without a doubt.
I'd eat out the Holly Berry cat.
That's the only Catwoman I know.
Yeah.
And it's Catwoman. The metaphor is right. Incredible.
I just I don't know, man. I don't, she comes in breaking in your house.
Breaking like, in your house.
She's trying to steal shit.
Just start, you know, just start dog whooping the shit out of you. And then wants to get eaten out.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. She's point. In a corner, sitting in a box. Right. I don't know.
Come on, dog. Come on. You don't know where it's been. You wanna.
She's just licking her own butthole.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought I was supposed to do that.
So I think it's the right character. Maybe if they did it again, they'll probably revisit it. Yeah. And they'll have them do
now
it.
Now, you know who's definitely in pussy? The Joker.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, the Joker's in there just like, want to see these scars. just want to see the world burn. Oh my god, dude.
Do you want to see your pussy? I have syphilis.
Oh, god, dude.
Wow, man.
Well, listen, man. That's.
Oh, man.
That's our episode, folks.
Yeah, that's your news for this.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to Papaya 9 Knot News. Please comment, like, subscribe. We see everything you guys write. We appreciate all the love. Thank you guys so much. What a horrible time. What a horrible time for that to happen during the sign-up.
Can you cut that? Or?
No, we can't cut it. That's in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it over?
No. This is going
to
be it.
You want it to go out like this?
It's going to go out like that. Kazoon tight to me.
All right, he's vaccinated, guys. He's vaccinated.
Vax and wags, baby. I'm ready to go. Yeah. Let's go, man. But yes, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. I'm Neil, Jonas.
Yeah.
Woo woo.
Alan.
There we go.
Woo woo. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Papaya 9 Knot News with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9 Knot News.